And in 2012, you'll be able to voluntarily contribute up to $17,000 to your thrift savings plan. That's $500 above the current cap. And that's the first increase to the TSP contribution cap in almost 3 years. Tom Trabuco is the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. He's here to tell us about the importance of the cap increase. Hi, Tom. Good to talk to you.
Hello, Jared. Good to be with you.
So, given the timing of the announcement, am I right in assuming that this cap is tied to inflation? We're finally seeing some upward movement in inflation, at least as measured by the CPI, the same reason various kinds of cost of living allowances have gone up across government over the past couple weeks. Same thing going on here?
You are exactly right, yes. This, it's called the elective deferral limit, and the IRS announced on October 20th cost of living adjustments applicable to dollar limitations for pension plans and other items for tax year 2012. And if, you know, you're really a masochist, you can go on to the IRS website and find out what all of those items are and whether or not they've been adjusted and how much. In terms of the TSP and other 401k type plans, the important number is, as I said and you said, the annual limit on elective deferrals. Now, you might ask, what is an elective deferral? You might, and the answer would be elective deferrals are tax-deferred amounts that you choose to contribute to a plan rather than receive as pay. Because such contributions are tax-deferred, they are not included in your taxable gross income for the year in which they are contributed. And that is how the tax status is given to the dollars that you contribute to the TSP.
But what's your sense of how important this increase is? I mean, $500 doesn't sound like a lot, but I guess over time that can be significant.
It can add up. I will say this: when I started here 25 years ago, this was referred to as the $7,000 limit, and that is how much it has increased in the subsequent 25 years. Mm. So this does grow. It keeps people current with the value of the dollar. Also, there was one big increase that was put into place over a 5-year period where Congress changed the law to increase it not just by the measure of inflation but by $1,000 a year over a 5-year period. That ran the amount up from $10,000 to $15,000. As you noted, we've been at this stable here for the last 3 years. In 2008, it was at $15,500. In 2009, it went to $16,500, where it's been since then. And now in 2012, it'll go to $17,000. So, it keeps current. It keeps the inflation from eating away at the value of what you're able to set aside. And we do have a number of people, not a whole lot, but many, who do set the maximum amount aside. I asked our people who keep track of these things to pull some numbers out of the system. Now, the latest that I had, that they had, was 2008. But in 2008, FERS participants, 132,000 of the then 2 million, did contribute the maximum of $15,500 for a total of 6.78% of that group. And 38,000 of the CSRS employees, who are older, of course, and are further along in their careers, contributed the maximum. That accounted for 11.09% of that population.
So it's not a huge number proportionally, but to those people that do go all the way up to the cap, I'm sure this matters a lot.
That's right. That's right. And there's one other thing that everybody who contributes a lot should keep in mind, especially if they're covered by FERS, and that is you don't want to run out of room on contributing to the TSP before you hit the last pay period of the year. The matching contributions that are provided by the employing agency depend on contributions coming in each pay period. So you want to make sure, and we have a fact sheet on our website to help you make sure, and we're updating that right now with these new numbers. It'll all be updated in the next week or so to make sure that you don't over-contribute at the beginning of the year. Let's say you're the regular federal employee who has 26 pay periods in a given year. You want to make sure that you contribute at least 5% of your pay in each of those 26 pay periods so you can pick up the matching contributions from the employer.
I mean, that's kind of a balancing act, though, right? Because you want to make sure, if you're somebody who does want to go all the way up to the cap in a given year, you want to make sure you get the maximum benefit from the tax deferral, but you also want to make sure you don't hit the cap and lose your agency contribution.
You're absolutely right there. And that used to be a problem because we weren't real flexible in how we were set up. But now we are. And so you can adjust the amount that you can contribute to the TSP at any time. So you can follow it during the course of the year and make sure that you're not over-contributing. And if you are, you can ratchet back a little bit to make sure that you don't run out of room, if you will, before you get to the end of the year.
But in terms of consequences from reaching the cap, we're only talking about matching contributions, right? The automatic 1% agency contributions continue no matter what, right?
That's correct. You get the 1%, but you'd miss out on 4%, which is the maximum match each pay period on the amounts that you put in. And that's a pretty hefty return. I mean, when you look at these things, especially with the hindsight of the last 10 years where the markets haven't delivered a great deal of return, that matching contribution of 4% each year in addition to the 1% automatic is a significant part of the growth that's occurred in FERS participants' accounts.